True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, it was a really good weekend for basketball in the city of Houston. Cougs will be playing in the finals tonight. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 610, by the way. We will be carrying the game tonight between the Cougs and the Florida Gators. 7:50 p.m. tip, which I'm sure people on the East Coast are thrilled about. Game starts at about 9 o'clock at night for people on the East Coast.
That's typical, though. That's a complaint every year that they have.
I would say it's dumb.
Sorry, you'll be a little bit sleep deprived before you get up and do all your cocaine and go help tank the markets.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah. Sorry. Wall Street types.
That's true. I should be bitter at the East Coast right now. Yeah, I would say it's stupid, except they do it every year. I'm sure there's market research that says that's the right time to start the game. So that'll be tonight. We'll have that for you here on Sports Radio 610. Okay, so the big complaint with the Rockets, amidst a streak in which they've now won 15 of 17, the big complaint that people had about this streak, maybe outside the Houston fan base, or maybe even some within the Rockets, skeptics within the Rockets fan base, Seth, would say, we'll beat somebody good, and then we'll be impressed by this. Ignoring the fact that they beat a lot of good teams earlier this year. They beat Cleveland twice in like a three-day span. They beat the Celtics in Boston. They've beaten several other good teams during the season. They had a record at one point this season where against the top 10 teams in the NBA, record-wise, their record was like 12-4. They've beaten good teams. But they had a stretch where they weren't beating good teams or anybody. They had a six-game losing streak. And then the schedule maker, Rockets can't control this. They had a stretch where they played a bunch of sad sack teams, and they took care of their business.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you're one of those people that is complaining that the Rockets haven't beaten good teams, can I interest you in a 125-111 victory over the Thunder on Friday, in which they led throughout most of that game? And then last night, a victory in San Francisco over a Warriors team that had their full complement of guys. Their big three are Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green. And they all played like crap. I mean, Steph Curry really played like crap. He scored 3 points in the entire game. The only bucket he scored was some circus shot with like 2 seconds left in the half. That was it for the night. And Steph Curry has been on a heater lately. He scored 52 points a few days ago. Like, he's been on one right now. He scored over 30 points in like the last 4 or 5 games. They went through the stats on the broadcast. So are we convinced now? Is this good enough for those of you out there who say I need to see them beat good teams? This is two dominating wins, one over the best team in the Western Conference, a team that was still mathematically in the mix to win 70 games this year. And then the Warriors, who, I don't know, according to Brian Windhorst, he says on Friday this week that they're basically, hey, I know they're the 6th seed, but they're basically the number 2 seed.
I have been arguing, Pelton, and you feel free to disagree with me, that the Warriors are truly the number 2 seed. Now, the Rockets fans would have something to say about that because the Rockets have been great over the last month. But if you look at the Rockets' schedule, it hasn't. It diminishes a little bit for me. But I certainly respect the Rockets. But the truth is that there's not that much of a difference between teams that are second and teams that are eighth.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that was recorded before the Rockets beat the Warriors 106-90 last night and held Steph Curry to 1-for-10 from the field. Draymond Green 1-for-5 from the field and losing his mind, by the way, in the process. Draymond was absurd last night.
Draymond was just doing that classic thing you do where you almost wonder, how is this guy still in the league even? Because he just gets away with this. He's set the bar so low for expectations for his his behavior that almost, like, Draymond has to go above and beyond what would normally get a guy ejected or suspended.
Bingo.
Because they just allow it. They've just allowed this to continue and fester.
It was unbelievable.
They've had this boil on their butt for years, and they haven't gotten it checked out.
I am watching his act last night. Like, he's planting a forearm in Alperen Şengün's chest on an inbounds play. Yeah. And basically yelling at the referees, daring them to give him a technical. And then finally, he just flat out shoves Şengün with a forearm. They tee him up. He goes running over to the ref and starts clapping right in his face.
Right.
And I'm going, if anybody else did this, that's a second technical and you're gone. And they're letting him run around like a four-year-old. It's really incredible, the sliding scale that Draymond has for what he's allowed to get away with. It's incredible. But it was good to see the Rockets take that punch in the face and then take him to the woodshed.
I mean, for the vast duration of the time they've been the number two seed, people have just put an asterisk there and they've said, well, this, well, that. And what it really all boils down to is they don't look like I like my NBA teams to look. I just, sorry about it. I need to have two stars that I can point to, and I don't care about your rebounding. I don't care about your defense. The Rockets were number three defense in the league in the month of March, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's an aesthetic thing as much as it is anything else. And then also the fact that the Rockets they still have to prove it.
Yes. Yeah. They're a little like the Cougs in that way. Kelvin Sampson said that after the game. I think he may have even said it in the cut that we played. The Cougs don't do it in a way that is aesthetically pleasing to people. It's maybe not the style of basketball that the casual fan sits down and wants to watch, because they do it with grit. They do it with crashing the boards. They're not a great offensive team, although the Cougs probably shoot it better than the Rockets do. They've got guys that can knock it down from three.
Yeah.
But they're very similar they're very similar culturally, I think. They're very similar in that their superpower is just grit and getting it done at the defensive end and on the glass. And so I think the question with the Rockets is, does that hold up when it becomes much more of a half-court game in the postseason? Because the Rockets are not a good half-court. With Fred VanVleet or no Fred VanVleet, this is not a good half-court offensive team. A lot of ISO, a lot of jump, you know, a lot of low percentage shots. But they make up for it with grit on the boards, and they make up for it at the other end of the floor. Is that a formula that's going to beat good teams? It was a formula to beat good teams this weekend, like a drum. They beat both of these teams very soundly over the weekend.
And I think the question is, okay, how does it fare over a 7-game series or a 5-game series? And usually, okay, the better teams or the more talented teams, they step it up the proverbial notch in the postseason, and they start to get a beat on what you can and can't do. But I think the thing that counteracts that is, if you're a team that can genuinely sustain that kind of energy and effort over the course of 5 to 7 games, to where you just don't burst at the seams, or you just at some point you don't just fall under the weight of all your own effort. And I think the Rockets potentially might have that. Mm-hmm. The Cougs obviously certainly proved that they do have that. It's just, can you do it over the course of a series? You have to be special. It's not enough to be just really good at steals or really good at rebounding or really good at defense. You got to be able to sustain that throughout an entire series versus talented teams. And I think they've shown more and more that whatever the glitches they had with playing back-to-back games on the road, the youth that they have, I think they've grown and matured in a lot of ways. And I'm feeling way more confident that this brand of basketball can sustain in the playoffs, more so than I would have been, let's say, if you get rid of the lull there in February. Mm-hmm. Just even if you got rid of that, I still wouldn't have been as confident about it, let's say, at the end of 2024 as I am right now.
Yeah, I think the big things are, does the style of play hold up? And then, you know, when you need baskets at the end of the game, is Jalen Green going to be a guy that can go get you buckets at the end of the game? Because that's probably going to be the guy they're leaning on to get offense. He was great last night. You know, he was a huge part of them burying the Warriors in the second half of that game. Text message. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. The referees treat Draymond like the town idiot that just has wacky behavior running around the middle of the town and people just ignore him. That is,
yeah.
That's true.
It becomes almost just a fixture to where people that there is a little very much of a small town vibe to that, yeah. To where there's some crazy guy that everybody knows he's crazy, but by and large he's, except usually in the small town, it's not a violent person. It's just, yeah, the guy that, all right, every now and then he doesn't wear his pants.
Yeah.
And that's Carl. Yeah. What are you going to do about Carl?
Yeah.
You know, he's largely harmless.
Right.
Or he's just going to, all right, he's kind of lingering over that woman. And you're like, yeah, I know, but she's known him since high school and she knows he's harmless. It doesn't bother her.
Yeah.
Except that in this instance, Carl will push it too far.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Carl will. You know, make physical contact.
Yeah, yeah.
When at that point, Carl needs to disappear.
That's right.
That's the beauty of a small town. Somebody can disappear and nobody asks too many questions.
That's like, it, man.
That's bound to happen to Carl at some point.
The town's referee can kick Carl out of the town at some point. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl's not just every 10 minutes.
Bury him in a swamp is more what I was thinking.
Every 10 minutes screaming the word, the government! Just for no reason.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah,
just,
exactly.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. So the Rockets get the win last night. We're getting some texts about the Cougs, too. People are fired up. Tweak my Knipple, champagne and ripple. Sales go triple. Took my teenage sons. I don't even know what that means. Took my teenage sons to the game Saturday. Wow. Just wow. Yeah, Cougs repped out, man. There were a lot of Cougs there on Saturday.
No, it was a great environment, and Hakeem was there, obviously. A moment at the end where Olajuwon wasn't allowed up onto the court.
Did you see? I was going to say, did you see
that? Onto the stupid elevated court that they have for these games.
Yeah. Hakeem Olajuwon, the greatest legend in the history of the program, wanted to go up and celebrate with the team on the dais up there. Some security guy's like, nope, sorry. But I'm Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to stay down here with the people.
Got some little something we call rules and regs around these parts.
That's it, man.
That was, I feel, I saw a lot of people saying, how does that guy not know who Olajuwon is? And I think, no, remember, this is in San Antonio. I think they knew exactly who Olajuwon is.
That's right. That's a good point.
That's some dude that's trying to stick up for David Robinson somehow.
That's a really good point. That is good. Man, the last time the Cougs were at this stage, Olajuwon was a college basketball player. 40 years. 41 years. In Georgetown and Patrick Ewing back in the day.
I know, that was another part when I saw people saying, how does that guy not know who Hakeem Olajuwon was? I had to be real and be like, listen, fellas. We're getting up there in years, okay? I think there's like probably a lot of people in their 20s that don't know who Hakeem Olajuwon is.
I was going to say, if this guy's like 33 years old or younger, he may not fully know.
Yeah.
He may have heard of Hakeem Olajuwon, but wouldn't know it if he was walking up to him to try to get on stage there. It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
It's not like, no, let's say in Olajuwon, it doesn't have Like Patrick Ewing looks distinct whether you're a basketball fan or not.
Yeah.
You know Patrick Ewing
yes.
when you see Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Olajuwon, I could see if you're younger and you know you might not know what Olajuwon necessarily looks like if you're not from Houston.
There was a picture somebody took, and I apologize, I don't know who it was, but it wound up on my Twitter timeline. Hakeem was at Bucky's on his like all the other yeah. Houstonians stopped at Bucky's, like whichever one is midway between here and San Antonio. Just Hakeem just popping in to get some beaver nuggets and a brisket sandwich and a bottle of Powerade or something. Bucky's. That was great. I love that. Draymond
it's got to be hard if you're Hakeem. I mean, it's rare for him to go anywhere with probably a 60 or 70 mile radius of Houston
oh, yeah.
to go anywhere unnoticed or unrecognized.
Yeah.
Especially a Bucky's.
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. And you got a Bucky's that's full of Cougs fans.
Yeah, everybody on their way back.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like you're just stopping at the Bucky's in League City on the way home from the beach or something like that, and you're like, I'm thirsty, I got to get something. And it's a bunch of citizens in there that are just watching. I mean, he's probably recognizing there, too. In that Bucky's, it was a photo op for a bunch of people. You know, like, you got to stop and be friendly and take selfies and things like that, too, which is fine. I'm sure Hakeem is a very friendly fella.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't need to start a fund for him or anything.
No.
He'll make it. I'm sure he was enjoying it and basking it. That was probably his favorite time he's been recognized at a Bucky's in the last 20
yes,
years.
Yes, on the way to the Final Four. Get to watch your team play basketball and get to watch him again tonight and listen to him here on Sports Radio 610. Text message, exactly. Can the Rockets sustain the high energy over a 7-game series and against multiple teams? I think this is where their youth comes in. Like the inexperience is one thing, but the flip side to that is you got young legs throughout the series,
and you get it spread out a little bit during the playoffs. You're not
no
it's
back-to-backs.
Not as grueling of a schedule. The travel doesn't hurt you. Yeah, you don't have back to back different road opponents where you're traveling at night.
Yep.
So that part of it, I'm glad that they went through a period of time where. I know the sentiment, the knee-jerk reaction is always, in myself included, like, come on, you guys, you bunch of little rich crybabies. Whoa, you can't play back-to-back. But for whatever it's worth, Udoka himself, who's not a new age softie or anything, like Udoka, you know, blamed or at least presented that as an explanation at various times during the season. It's not a concern during the playoffs.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a very victorious Monday here for the city of Houston. We've mentioned it, Rockets, two big wins over the weekend. The Cougs are in the finals tonight. Again, you can hear that here on Sports Radio 610. We haven't even talked about the Astros yet. They took 2 out of 3, which is not a big deal in Minnesota, but the way in which they won yesterday and one particular thing that happened is a huge deal, especially heading to Seattle to start a series with the Mariners tonight. We'll talk about that in headlines coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.